lots of carol singers knocking at my door. I've been wrapping Christmas presents till I can wrap no more. Well, the weather forecast says the snow is this way bound, but it doesn't feel like Christmas 'cause you're not around. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well rain till New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. I've been walking round the high street looking for a friend. The only words I see are saying to me, spend, spend, spend. All the shops are full of carols and I love that sound, but it doesn't feel like Christmas 'cause you're not around. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well wait till New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. I need to know if there's anything behind the tinsel of the plastic snow. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well rain till New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well rain till New Year's Eve.
Hello, this is Mal Pope, and you're listening to Stuart on Phoenix FM. Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Oh, and by the way, Nadolig Llawen, y Blwyddyn Newydd.
Yes, it is, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome back onto the show singer, songwriter, musician, broadcaster, one of the nicest people ever to Zoom us from his shed, Mal Pope, hello.
It's cold in the shed, Stuart, I've got to tell you, it's cold, but I've got my red scarf on, I've kept my hat on as well, and gosh, is it really a year since we did all this Christmas stuff last time? It must,
I know,
time
yeah.
Fly?
Yeah, it does fly past. I can tell you're cold, I can almost see your breath, so thanks for... braving the cold for us, speaking to a real genuine Welsh dragon as we speak here. Yeah, the last time we spoke, the world was in football frenzy. I believe it was during the Euros, and the world is still in football frenzy, apart from us, of course.
Yeah, cool. There is no World Cup anymore for either of us. There we are. Obviously, it would have been 64 years since Wales had got to the World Cup, 1958. And I made a couple of films actually with a lady called Esme Allchurch. I made it for the Welsh Football Association. Esme Allchurch is the widow of Ivor Allchurch, the golden boy of Welsh football from 1958. Oh, and wow. Just, you know, so different. You know, they came back at Swansea High Street Station. They got off and one of the porters said, "Oh, boys, been away on your holidays, have you?" And they said, "No, we've been..." The quarterfinal of the World Cup and Pelé scored, you know, but there we are. It's a different world now. It's a different world.
Yeah, people are more aware of it now, aren't they? Got mobbed, I imagine, on the rifle back.
Yes.
But as a football fan, did they do you proud?
Well, yeah, to get there, you know, when you're a small nation like Wales, we're just pleased to be at the party. I mean, we didn't show our best side. And, you know, England was so close, you know, but for one or two refereeing decisions, they'd be...
Yeah.
You know, they'd be still well in. But there we are. It's a funny old game, football, Stuart. Funny old game. Not always the best teams win.
It is. Oh, it's usually the other way around, isn't it? I think the best teams go home early. That's what we're going to stick with, anyway. So you've been a busy boy since the last time we spoke to you. There's been loads of great songs out, live albums and all sorts, which we've been absolutely loving on Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
But I think the last time we spoke, you jokingly mentioned that you were filming a Christmas video in the middle of the summer.
The strange thing. So basically what happened is, right, let's go back. So I'm involved in a project called Everyone Deserves a Christmas. It was set up by an old school friend of mine who's now an MP, Carolyn Harris. And she started packing hampers at Christmas time on a kitchen table for families that weren't going to have a Christmas that you'd like you see on the telly. And, you know, obviously food banks are great and they give you dried pasta and tomato sauce, but it's not like a celebration. So she started doing that. And then I helped 1 year to pack. And then she said, what are you going to do to help next year? And I said, well, should we do a record? And then we did a record. And, you know, we sort of pulled every favor in. So the video, it starred Michael Sheen at the beginning, ended with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and it had a Salvation Army band and a kids' choir in the middle. So I thought, Wow. Well, we've done that now. And then in the summertime, she says to me, oh, yeah, great. Yeah. What are we going to do this year then? I'm thinking, well, we had Catherine Zeta-Jones, what do you want?
Hang
woman?
On a minute.
What do you want? Yeah. But we've known each other since we were kids, so she's got a lot of dirt on me. So I just thought, well, we'll do something different. So I got a lady called Bronwyn Lewis. Now, Bronwyn's become a bit of a TikTok sensation by singing English hits in Welsh. Greg James picked up with her on Radio 1 and stuff like that. And she's got a terrific voice. And I thought, well, why don't we do this? I've done a new tune for Away in a Manger. Let's get Bronwyn on. She said yes. And then there's a choir of ladies called the Valley Rock Voices. There's 200 of them.
Whoa.
I mean,
okay.
I mean, honestly, they go on. So we recorded them in their rehearsals and they sounded great. Put them on the record. And then I thought, well, let's do a video, you know. And I thought we'll get a big venue, we'll get a big old church. In fact, it's the church of my grandmother used to play the church organ. And it's the place I sang my very first carol in 1968. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Anyway, that's by the way.
Lovely.
But it's a big church. So we got a kids orchestra, like their youth orchestra. There's 30 of them. There's me and Bronwyn. There's 30 of them. And then you say 200 ladies in a choir, all dressed in red, and you think, well, that's sort of manageable. It was like the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. They just kept on coming. And it wasn't directing a video. It was crowd management.
Yeah, know? I bet it was. It was seeing these faces. I've seen you before. You're in again. Same people.
Another one. And then, so we actually recorded Away in a Manger in English. We recorded it in Welsh. So Bronwyn and I both sang in Welsh. My Welsh isn't terrific, but Bronwyn's is wonderful. And then we did a version which is English and Welsh. And that's the one that's sort of getting most of the radio plays. But they've on the CD, they've got the option of three different versions, English, Welsh, or English and Welsh.
It is lovely to have all the versions. It reminded me of when I think my mum and dad bought a Enrique Iglesias album, and there was an English song, there was a Spanish song, then there was like a Portuguese version of the same song, then there was a karaoke version of the same song. I was like, how many versions?
We should have done the karaoke version.
We should have done the karaoke.
It's too late. It's too late.
Damn.
No, it is interesting because the world has changed. I think all those Scandi dramas, you know, people are used to different languages and subtitles. Now, you know, Welsh is a different language. It is, you know, if you haven't heard it before, it is quite strange. You know, I did Fyman Sam, but I did it Fyman Sam, and I did Sam Tan, which is Fyman Sam and Gymraeg in Welsh, you know. So I sang, you know, Canir Canir Gloch Sam Sam Tan Sam upon the bandy aru repentribachni. So you know, it does sound slightly different.
My mind has been blown just now. But
so yeah, it's been lovely to include it, you know, and make it inclusive. You know, the world, it seems to have so many barriers up, so it's nice to break down some of those barriers with language as well in this country.
I think that the English and Welsh version combined is just such a beautiful sound, because you got this language that for most of us don't quite understand, but it just adds this layer of beauty to the sound. The two good. Combined at the same time
that's
sound
good.
Absolutely
that's
phenomenal. And I was going to ask you about the Welsh. So you can speak Welsh.
Tipping Bach, that's the response of a little bit.
Okay.
I was brought up speaking Welsh because my parents were teachers, and I was brought up by my grandmother, grandfather, and they both talked to me in Welsh. But in the 60s, Welsh wasn't very popular. You know, the Welsh language school was small. It had a terrible football team. I didn't want to go there. And it what really was, there's a thing called, this might interest your listeners. There was a thing called, in the 1800s, called the Welsh Knot, where school kids that came to school speaking Welsh were soundly beaten for speaking Welsh. And if you were caught speaking Welsh in class, you had to put a sign around your neck with a big board which said, Welsh Knot. They did try to kill the language.
Wow.
But it came back in popularity in the 60s and the 70s, and it's, you know, the road sign. You know, the thing is, when you go to a different country, don't you love all that stuff? You know, when you see the road signs, it makes you feel you're in a different place. And you know, when you see, so Swansea is Abertawe, right? So it makes sense. So Swansea, they say it's from Swain, King Swain Forkbeard. When the Vikings came here, he sort of had a bit of a kingdom here in Swansea, Swain's Eye, little islet in the middle of the River Tawy. But Abertawe, which is the Welsh name for Swansea, is Aber, which means the mouth of the Tawy, the River Tawy. So Abertawe, it makes complete sense because it's right at the, so Aberdovey is at the mouth of the Dovey. Aberavon, the mouth of the Avon. So it sort of makes sense when you know the backstory to it a bit.
So now that's opened our eyes to what Aber means. Does that mean that the Swedish band we all know means mouth?
They were basically Welsh. And the other one is Llan. If you worry about Llan Elli or Llan Fai Pwllgwyn Gic o Gerll, when don't but Llan Dilio go, Llan is like the saint. So Saint Llan Elli is Saint Elli. So, you know, these names go back a long, long way.
I spent a lot of time growing up holidaying in Wales and visiting some of those places. I'm glad you said them all because I always failed to explain where I'd been.
Yes. Over there somewhere.
Up there, near that bit. It's a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful to hear you bringing the language into some of your songs and some of your bigger hits now. Is this something you think you're going to do a bit more of? I think
maybe
an angle there, Mal.
We're always looking for an angle. I mean, Bronwyn has made it her USP, so that's lovely, and it's lovely to support because she's a young artist, and I've supported her since she was 2022, something like that. Maybe so. It's, you know, she's not that much older now, and her first album I championed on various different things. So it's lovely to work with, you know, with young people. And actually on the album, there's a lady called Elisa Bonagura, right? It's an odd story. So Elisa Bonagura is from Nashville, and she went to LIPA, which is the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. Anyway, she made a video with a new song called The Other Side of the World, and she wanted an actor in Britain to be like, her love of interest on the other side of the world. So they made this video with this lad called Steve Shirley, whose mum and dad lived just down the road. Anyway... The video turned into real life, so there's a bit of a thing going on. I don't like to comment about it because I'm not that type of guy. But she came across to do a gig with Steve in Swansea in the summertime. He said, "Oh, what are you doing tomorrow? Do you fancy coming and doing a Christmas charity record with me?" So I've got Elisa Bonagura from Nashville on it with her Swansea boyfriend playing guitar. So the thing is, when the opportunities arise, you know, Steve, when the opportunities arise, you've got to grab them. And lovely to have lots of different people on this record.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole host of names and people you've worked with on this. What was one of the most challenging shifts for you to work with? Because I know there's a big range of the musical styles in this album and with the people you've worked with, as you say, from Nashville down the road. What are some of the challenges with working with people?
Well, the thing is, I know that you played a song called Dream Out Loud on the station, which featured a gospel choir. And with them, we went to London and everybody had headphones on, you know, but there was like seven people in the choir. We could, you know, record them a couple of times, double track them, triple track them. When you've got 200 ladies, it's impossible. It's impossible, you know, so you have to work around that. So it was lovely. So I went to this. The thing is, you go to a ladies choir rehearsal, you end up eating cake and having cups of tea as well as trying to record them. So that was quite interesting. But we managed to get a good couple of takes and mix them together. So that was lovely. But that, you know, even for the ladies, they did it in English and then they had to do it in Welsh as well. So I think they enjoyed it. And I did a concert with them last Saturday in a place called the Mumbles. I live in the Mumbles. Terrible place to be a broadcaster when you come from the Mumbles. Anyway, they usually dress in red dresses. I always think it's Christopher's, you know, ultimate night fantasy.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah.
Dressed in red. Except it was their Christmas concert, so they were all dressed in white. So I thought, I'll have them. So I got my red suit, which I have worn once before, red shirt, red shoes. Walked on well, yes. I tell you what, you couldn't stop him laughing if you tried.
I've seen the photo evidence. It's a cracking suit.
Yeah, it is a good suit, isn't it? The kids laughed when I bought it. Well, actually, they're still laughing thinking about it.
They've probably got it on now where they're putting the decorations up. It's wonderful. So featuring 200 ladies in the Swansea Choir. You mentioned as well the Fiddlesticks Youth Orchestra. That's a great name for an orchestra, I've got to say.
They're brilliant. They do a lot of busking around this time of year. So I'd seen them for the last couple of years. I thought, right, when I get a chance, I'm going to get them on one of the records. And they're lovely. And it's, again, it's great to work with. You know, it brought down the average age of the people on the record by about 40 years.
That's how you do it. Brilliant. Brilliant. But the big ones we've heard the Wayne Manger cover with you and Bronwyn Lewis, which is gorgeous. But there's a couple of tracks on there that you've done just yourself. Yes. Like Christmas in My Heart, which I think is just such a beautiful way of summarizing what some of us feel about Christmas this time of year.
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, it's just because it can be a sad time. In fact, one of the songs which was the most difficult to record is a song called Left Behind. I became an orphan this year. I know, you think of orphans being 7 years old and being an Oliver Twist or something like that. But I became an orphan, lost my mum, 98 years old. She had a great life and sadly missed, but a blessed life. And it just made me think, you know, about growing up and, you know, all that implies. So that was a really hard, not hard one to record, but a very emotional song to record, Left Behind. You know, are we left behind or have we left them? Anyway, you can make your mind up when you hear that song, Christmas in My Heart. Then there's a couple of jolly tunes as well. You know, it won't be Christmas till you're here with me. Some country versions of Little Town of Bethlehem with Steve Balsamore. Steve is a wonderful singer. He was Jesus and Jesus Christ Superstar when they brought it back in the West End. A nice story, but I'm not sure if I told you this about Steve. Jesus and Jesus. So I went to see him at the Lyceum, and it was, you know, his face was on every bus going through London at the time. Went to see him. And at the end of the show, he thumbs up to me in the audience. He knew I was there because I was going to interview him afterwards. Lovely big thumbs up. So I went back to see him afterwards, walked into his room, and he was literally wiping the blood off with some baby wipes. And I said, thanks for the thumbs up at the end. He said, yeah, I was looking for you all the way through the show. Then I got up on the cross, and then I saw you down there in the stalls. And it really struck me as being quite, it worked on a couple of different levels. I mean, he's a great singer. When he sings Gethsemane, if you get a chance to look at Steve Balsamore, Gethsemane online, it'll blow your socks off.
Oh, fantastic. So I didn't realize you actually got Jesus on the album.
I've got Jesus, played. Yes.
Called in all the big guns for the Christmas album.
We should have used that as a strap line. Be the Christmas card, now you're there.
Featuring actual Jesus. Lovely. Oh, you mentioned it came out last year, the Won't Be Christmas, of course, featured heavily in our Drive Time Christmas chart and stormed it all the way to the big win at the end last Fantastic. Year. One of my faves.
What are our chances this year? What do you think? What are the chances?
Well, I don't want to speak too soon, but I've got high hopes. You know, you've got Jesus on the album. You've got 200 ladies in the choir. You've got multiple languages. And it's all for a great cause.
It is indeed.
A terrific track. And of course, we'll follow developments throughout December. And there's loads of great songs. Cliff is back this year.
He is, isn't he?
I know you've spoken to him several times on and off TV. Is he going to let you have this one, or is he pushing hard for the number one?
I was going to say he's a devil. He's very competitive, you know. He's very competitive. He sang a couple of my songs, and so I got to know him a little bit. But you know, Christmas and Cliff, it's like, you know, it's like I don't know, bread and butter.
Goes together well.
So he's not going to let it go without a fight. But we were up for the fight. Me and the ladies, we're up for the fight.
You and 200 ladies versus Cliff. Yeah. You got this. Lovely. Mao, it's been great to chat to you.
Thank you.
I've thoroughly enjoyed your music throughout the year and, of course, this album. What are your plans for 2023?
I think just keep going, you know. We've got quite a lot of songs ready to be released. It's just trying to work out, Yeah. We're, it's actually a big year for me next year. I know I don't look it, but it's 50 years since I signed my first record deal with Elton John's Rocket record label. That was I was 13 years old in 1973. So it's 50 years of making records.
Wow.
So in many ways, that's a landmark to still be doing it. And I'm blessed to be able to still do it. So we probably do a couple of bigger concerts in our area. I'm trying to develop. The concerts got postponed through COVID. So just trying to develop, going further and further afield, and keep on releasing. And it only takes a couple of people to like your records and things. We've all seen life change for people. But I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed.
I can't wait to hear more of it, and I can't wait to come and see you live. I'm going to have to bring my mum. She's a massive fan.
Is she? That's great. That's great. That's great. We'll give her my love. Tell her Merry Christmas. Nadolig Llawen, a blwyddyn newydd dda. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to her as well.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, she'll get that knitted on her shirt or something. Mal, good luck with the Christmas single. It's absolutely lovely. But I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas celebrating in style. Are you inviting all 200 ladies around for Christmas cake to celebrate?
They'll probably, we've got some mince pies on there. Bring a mince pie party, it'll have to be, so they can bring their own. But they do like a party, the ladies. They do like a party. That's all I'm saying. My mouth is sealed.
They like a party and a cake. That's how it's done. Mal, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and we will speak to you and see you next year.
Fantastic. Thanks, dear. Lovely to speak to you.
Crib for a bed, sweet baby Jesus laid down his head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Jesus asleep on the hay. Para corazón contravi, heaven and the frost, need of not comes cruelly thy, na frova in law. If yes in the gari, o edrych I lawr, a saf wrth yng ngweli, nes dy fod y wai. Mil mystery Jesus, bless all dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Away in a manger, Jesus. sleep on the head.